You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Fardis.
Maddie Soto, we've been talking about this case pretty heavily because it's so enraging, especially if you're a parent or have any little ones in your life. Florida prosecutors announced just the other day 60 new criminal sex abuse charges against Stephon Stearns. This is the boyfriend of the mother of Madeline Soto. He was living with them. They were all sharing the same bedroom, allegedly, as well. The counts are just sickening, but 60. That's quite a bit. As of our recording right now, no one has been charged with the death of Madeline Soto. Mom is still free as well. No charges against her. She's innocent. At least on paper, she is. public opinion may be a little different. Joining me to discuss, former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Fattis. Why no charges for murder yet?
Yeah, that one is a bit of a head scratcher. It seems like the government, with what they have disclosed, has kind of all the makings of a circumstantial case, at least. They allegedly have Stephon Stearns, throwing away the little girl's backpack and sort of discarding of her belongings, which is pretty darn consistent with knowing she's gone and trying to cover it up.
Yeah.
Does that get to the level of probable cause to charge someone with murder? It's arguable. But perhaps the government is just sort of dotting all of their I's and crossing their T's and making sure they don't screw this up.
And that's very likely probably what is happening. I mean, they already have him behind bars. They got the 60 charges. I mean, it is actually a capital offense. He could be put to death for the porn itself that he has on his phone and the abuse that he's done to this little girl. Mom, though, she's not speaking anymore. Obviously, she's lawyered up, which is probably a good idea. What was the downfall here with them? I mean, it's a case that we all have our eyes on, I think, because they started talking. They started acting really weird while they were talking and very, very suspicious. Had they just shut up, do you think there'd be this much attention on this case right now?
You know, I think the Sotos and especially the mom didn't do themselves any favors, but by, subjecting themselves to public interviews and that kind of thing. And in doing so, the mom really made some inconsistent statements and some statements that just can't be true based on some of the objective evidence. And so, a lot of people are speculating, hey, is she going to be charged in this whole ordeal? And it sounds like there's certainly the possibility of that, but hasn't happened just yet.
I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that she'll be charged with murder specifically, but I mean, she can be complicit in this in a lot of ways. I know you've seen the interviews. I've seen them far too much now. It's one of those where, at least what I've been getting out of it is, this isn't new news to her. This is just my conjecture. This is my opinion on it. When she's talking to the reporters, because she's discussing her daughter being missing and feeling like somebody took her, as if, she's, going to go order a footlong from Subway. There's no emotion there about any of it. And it just kind of makes me wonder, well, how long ago did you make your peace with the abuse of your daughter? Because obviously that's what happened, number one, before there was a murder. We have 2 years of evidence of footage from their apartment of Stephon Stearns sexually abusing this little girl. And to believe that mom had no idea is kind of, I think, a bit out there. But then the reaction to her being dead or missing, again, just missing emotion. People can emote very differently. There's, spectrums of all of that. But it does, to me, feel like she's already made her peace a long time ago and written off any emotional connection to her daughter.
Yeah, Tony, I mean, I'm no psychologist, but I've watched those interviews too. And I've got to agree in the sense that her demeanor is just so unlike what we would expect a mother whose daughter is legitimately missing and she had nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. It almost looks, in just my personal opinion, reviewing her demeanor, like she's like kind of holding something back and trying to ensure that the interviewer doesn't get too close to some incriminating information she may have. Now, I don't know if that's accurate, but that was just my take on watching her try to answer these questions. And with the development of all of these new charges coming, it just strains credulity to think that she had no clue that that stuff was going on inside her very own home.
In one of the interviews, she says, "I don't know how much I can say." No one's telling you you can't say anything. Right now, we need you to say everything that you know, so we can try and find your missing daughter. At least that's the mindset. Who would be holding one back from saying anything? I can't imagine the investigators said, don't talk.
Yeah, there's typically no restrictions on, certainly no legal restrictions mm-hmm. on a person being able to talk with the media and find her missing daughter at the time. Mm-hmm. And so that comment was curious to me as well.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.